Hey, welcome back to Cats, Dogs, Apes, and Frogs. I'm your host, Russell Corey. I am not a financial advisor, and this is not financial advice. I just talk about my experiences as a retail investor, started with a few shares of AMC in May of 2021, and here it is, January 2024. And I used to be able to say I had over 2 trillion Grumpy Cat coins. But I have started the migration process to go to Decat. Grumpy Cat Coin is rebranding and migrating to Decat, spelled D-A, like duh, and then cat, C-A-T, Decat, but all one word, Decat, officially. And I've started the migration process, and part of that is you move your coins to a migration wallet, and when it's time to claim them, you hit the claim button, and they're going to send you the Decat tokens. So technically, I do not have 2.2 trillion Grumpy Cats anymore. They're in the migration wall. But hopefully soon, I think it's about 8 days when the migration period is officially over, and I'll be able to claim the Decat tokens. So it's crazy to say that, but that's one big announcement that I did do the migration, and I'm going over. The second big announcement is today on Wednesday, January 10th, I'm going to be doing the first Cats, Dogs, Apes, and Frogs interview with my guest, Christopher Edward. And Christopher, thank you for agreeing to do this if you're listening. He, you know, originally reached out to me on Twitter, you know, with some advice about, you know, maybe these risky Hail Mary plays I do aren't the best financial strategy. And he's like, hey, don't block me, but, you know, you asked for feedback. Here it is. And I was so, you know, happy with the advice and feedback from, especially someone who listens to the podcast. And I said, no, of course, as long as you're honest and sincere, I'm not going to block you. I don't like blocking people. I don't like it when I'm blocked. You know, you want to have a debate. You want to have a conversation. I think that's fine. But as long as you're not toxic or abusive, you know, I don't see the point in blocking people unless it's annoying, like it's constantly spamming. I've been blocked. It's not a fun feeling. I responded to Christopher, and I said, you know, I agree with you 100%. You know, I honestly thought AMC was going to be a squeeze play. It was going to be a few days. I was going to get some quick, easy money like GameStop, and that would be it. And of course, it turned into what it is. We began a conversation online, and it was very pleasant, and that's the way it should be. This is the great thing is if you can use social media to network and just reach out and connect with people in a positive way. You don't have to agree, but, it's a great way to grow as a person. And, I wanted to do interviews for a while now, and I really wanted to talk to, I don't think Christopher is an ape, but I also want to reach out and I want to talk to other apes and let them talk about their experience, just as I've done. And I want this first interview to, you know, be a reflection of that attitude, that it's of respect and just letting people speak. You know, if you've ever been through something traumatic, you know why they have support groups for stuff like that, is to let people just speak and be heard. And it's very helpful when you're with a group of people and you know what each other has gone through and you're able to talk and share. So that's what I hope to do. Starting off with Christopher, again, not saying Christopher is an ape that's lost a lot of money on AMC, but just the idea that in this interview, it's not a debate. I'm not going to try to sell them anything or defend what I've done. It's just to talk about it. And like I said, I agree with them that this, you know, it was a mistake getting into AMC. I did it because I wanted the easy money. And just like anything like that, of course, you know, what happened. Nothing in life is for free, right? So anyway, that's going to be today, Wednesday, January 10th, 2024, 6 p.m. Pacific time on the West Coast in the U.S., and 9 p.m. Eastern time on U.S. time. So I'm not sure where you're listening from or what your time zone is, but if you look it up, 6 p.m. on Pacific time and 9 p.m. Eastern time. I'm also, my plan is to record the spaces so you can always go back and listen to it on X later, but then I plan on making an episode of the podcast with it as well. So thank you, Christopher, for agreeing to do that. I hope I'm going to have more interviews in the future with other apes, especially the ones that we know from, you know, social media, but other just people that have held and want to talk about what they've gone through. And again, this isn't to FUD AMC. It's not to ruin the play, and it's to let people speak, because I think the losses that people are facing right now are going to be devastating. I know I feel that way. I know it's hard for me, but there's not a lot I can do about it. I could have sold it for a fraction of what it was worth. My plan right now is to keep it. And my hope is hopefully the Grumpy Cat and now DeCat is going to be my plan B. It's a risk. Again, it's my plan C is never, I'm done investing and I'm done trying to come up with projects to get ahead. I'm just at that point, I'm just grinding it out with my wife, and we're going to do the best we can. But for, you know, I've had a stretch here where I've tried to do, you know, write books or write, come up with inventions, and then got into investing. And every one of those endeavors, you know, it tends to cost money to advertise or come up with, you need to get materials for inventions, and then obviously with investing. That's it. You know, I have a plan B and Grumpy Cat, and I have a plan C is like just walk away and grind it out. Anyway, maybe have a few conservative investments, and that's it. So thank you, Christopher. So if you can listen to it live on X today, great. You can listen to the recording on X, or know that if you just listen to this podcast, I'm going to edit it and get it ready for the podcast eventually. So, and then after that, who knows? I hope I can point to that first interview and say, listen, come on my show. It's going to be a respectful situation. I just want, you know, it's a platform to let you talk, and we'll see what happens. So I want to talk now about the migration process of, it was crazy to do it. My wife and I talked about this after going through AMC and the ape and the ape conversion. You know, we have that the stress of going through that before, and you assume this is going to be the same thing, and it could be. And we talked about that there's no guarantee what the price of DeCat is going to be, and it could be dramatically lower than what Grumpy Cat is right now. Like AMC, 90% loss, and Grumpy Cat, when it goes to DeCat, you know, it could go down as well. So my hope is it won't stay there for long, that it hopefully it should at least even out with where Grumpy Cat is now. So that's my hope. My thing is, well, why not just sell the Grumpy Cat, get the ETH, and then when DeCat comes on the market, buy it on the free market, and if it's lower, you can get more. My feeling was that, you know, when you sell these things, they take a cut of it. So it's not just like, oh, well, just, you know, it'll be the same amount when you sell it. They take their cut, and then when you buy something, they take a cut. Then there's a fee, and, you know, by the time you add all those fees and cuts in, you know, it adds up. And, you know, I might be able to get half, and depending on the price, if the price goes up, all of a sudden, instead of having, you know, 2 trillion DeCats, maybe I have 1 trillion DeCats for the same amount of money that I had, you know, invested before. And I just couldn't, you know, do that. And I think that's one of the things that tripped me up with Ape and AMC is mentally you're like, well, I've come this far. How can I, you know, give up now? So it is absolutely a risk. We talked about selling it all for ETH and buying, you know, DeCat on the open market, or half, sell half and migrate half. And that way you sort of have your bases covered, which probably, in all honesty, may have been the best way to go. I got to a trillion Grumpy Cat, and then once I heard there was this big alpha that was going to drop, that's when I really pushed it, because I thought, you know, you might not be able to get a chance to buy Grumpy Cat at these prices again if we really push up. And the reality is, yes, we've actually gone up in price, but it hasn't been that dramatic that you needed to add that second trillion. So realistically, that probably would have been the better option to say, listen, I bought the second trillion in case it jumped up in price. but it hasn't really jumped up that much in price. So maybe to hedge the bet, sell the second trillion. And if I can buy it back on the open market at the same value, then great. If I can get more, then great. And if it plummets, I'll be so thankful that at least I have that. I got that Ethereum from half of it. But I didn't want to, you know, I'm in this play. It's a little over $6,000 for me right now, which nobody wants to lose money. But $6,000 is not that devastating. Not going to lose the house. The AMC losses are much, much higher than that, unfortunately. So we've already spent the money, and, you know, if we lose it, then we'll recover. And like I said, that's it. I'm done, and I'm just grinding it out at that point. No more risky investments, nothing like that. And so we'll see. So it was, I did my first migration on a wallet that I had only 10 billion Grumpy Cat in, and that went well. And then I wanted to make sure I had time to sit down and do it, without feeling like, oh, I got to rush out to work. And so I did it this morning, and it went okay. But it is a numb feeling watching 2 trillion of something, you know, leave your wallet and go to this migration wallet. And now you just wait. You wait for the time to come, and hopefully there's no technical glitches, because that's the other scary thing with this stuff. But there's, you know, you go for it or you don't. It's that simple. I believe in the people involved in this, and they've, you know, acted in good faith. So we shall see. But it is a dumb feeling watching it go away. You know, and it's been such an emotional process, investing yourself in a community and taking an active role in that community, and then, you know, kind of saying goodbye to it. But I believe in this process, because I think the fact that, you know, Grumpy Cat was a trademark brand, and we could not create merchandise and sell merchandise for Grumpy Cat Coin, because that could have infringed on their trademark, and that was going to hold us back. Now, listen, I'm just an investor in Grumpy Cat. I didn't come up with it. It wasn't my idea. I just, when I initially heard of it, I was like, ah, I'm not going to, you know, that's crazy. I like my Pepe and blah, blah, blah. But I saw that Grumpy Cat Coin was going up, so I started listening to their spaces, and I listened to the people, and I listened to Pro, and I liked Pro. I knew he was a holder. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to buy 18 billion. If this guy's got, you know, 6.7 trillion and he held his Dogecoin, he said he's going to hold his Grumpy Cat coin. So that's what that was enough for me. And I bought that first 18 billion. And in hanging around the community, I saw people that seemed like they were very connected. And this didn't seem like your typical crypto bro pump and dump. And it was interesting listening to these space calls. I learned so much about Web3. And I just, you know, became a fan, and I bought a little more. And then after we dipped, and a lot of the people that were there in the beginning kind of went on to other things, it sort of fell to the second generation of Grumpy Cats to say, hey, we like this project, and we like the people involved, and we want to keep this going. And that's when DB Crypto and 4Gage stepped up, and Grumpy Baker and Simon and Angel and Jedi and Chase, they all started holding spaces, and I was doing what I do with my YouTube channel, and, you know, we just kept it going, and, you know, we saw it go down to these numbers, about 8 zeros and a 2.5, 2.7, and we built it back over that summer, and we went and we ate a zero. Now, unfortunately, we dipped back down, but behind the scenes, there was a group of, you know, people working with the dev team and taking a step back and evaluating the situation and saying, look, not having these IP issues with Grumpy Cat was going to hold us back as a community and a token. And going into this market with the Bitcoin and hopefully Ethereum ETFs being approved, you know, we needed to be able to go at full speed. And that's why they wanted to do the rebranding. And I think it's great. I like it. I'm totally on board, and that's why I migrated. You know, one of the bad things was we were hashtag Grumpy Cat Coin. That's quite a mouthful to say and tweet. Now it's just DACAT, D-A-C-A-T, like DACAT. Like, And it's so much, it's fresher, it's cooler, it's shorter, simpler. And the look of the, you know, everything looks better and the website is better. And in fact, I wanted to, there's another project out there that Pro the Doge supports. And I thought, you know, we should work with them and sort of try to make this about us. Like we're the two, I was going to have this program called 2424. And it was about, these are the two meme coin that you should invest in 24, 2424. But when I looked at them, I looked at their website and the look of their coin and also with Bonk, when Bonk came out and I made my video on Bonk, and I'm looking at the like almost a 3D looking logo for Bonk, and I looked at that and I looked at Grumpy Cat and I said, God, I like the Grumpy Cat, the green and the cat. I like the kind of the colors of it, but I looked at that in the Bonk one. I'm like, God, the Bonk one is so much fresher and newer and it pops more. You know, the other thing about the Grumpy Cat brand was it was a scowling cat. And I know it's a part of internet history and people, you know, because it was an established brand, one of the good things was people had heard of Grumpy Cat before. The bad thing, of course, was the IP that we couldn't market products. We couldn't do anything like that. And you always, that's such a big, big marketing tool. So but I hated that scowling cat, to be honest with you. I don't like grumpiness. I'm not a grumpy person. And if I was coming up with a brand or a product, grumpy would not be the key word that I would look for. So, but I love the community. Again, it wasn't that, oh yeah, Grumpy Cat's my favorite. No, it was the people involved with the community. That's what attracted me to the project. That's what kept me in. And now we've shed the IP issues and intellectual property issues that we can go out. We own, you know, Decat is our own thing and we can support this project however we see fit now. So that's exciting. It is a process. It is a big step. And I've talked about this before that it's kind of like if there's something physically wrong with you, but you can get by and maybe not living at your full potential, but you know, you can live your life. Or you can go have surgery, and there's a risk to having surgery, and maybe you need a little rehabilitation afterwards to get up and going. But once you recover, you will be so much better off than where you were before. And that's my attitude. Like, you know what? Let's have the surgery. Let's get this done. And if we need to go do a little rehab to get our price back up there, so be it. But if we come out of the gate, you know, like the phoenix rising from the ashes, look out, because these launches can be pretty amazing. And the thing, when Grumpy Cat Coin launched, it did really well. There were a lot of people that bought near the all-time high when it came out. Unfortunately, the trademark Grumpy Cat Coin people, you know, sent out a letter saying, hey, we don't support this project. These people are scammers. They're just trying to take money, and which was not the case. But it's understandable how they feel, because there actually are some Grumpy Cat Coin projects that are like that. We're just not one of them. Listen, we're a good community. We're good people. It's just a meme coin. And I think over time, I think we've proven that we weren't a scam coin and we weren't a pump and dump and we weren't just stealing people's money. Says the guy who just sent 2 trillion Grumpy Cat to a migration wallet. But, you know, I think we proved ourselves, and it was just time to move on and go forward. And what hurt Grumpy Cat was when it came out and it ran, that letter came out from the trademark Grumpy Cat, and it spooked people. And a lot of people left and they didn't come back. And this time there won't be a letter like that. We're going to be our own project. And hopefully when we start running, we just keep running. And I can look back and maybe this will be the happy ending to the AMC stock story. I did not know this was coming. I knew Alpha was going to drop. I knew it had to do something with the IP, but I didn't know what that was. I had started reaching out to AMC Apes to buy Grumpy Cat Coin as a plan B, and then if we could get the AMC community to come into Grumpy Cat Coin, then, you know, we could go up. I wish I had known exactly what was going on, because I would have shut the F up and not done what I did. And people did tell me to stand down, but like, you know, why are you telling me to stand down? You just don't like the idea, or you think Grumpy Cat Coin, you know, I didn't know. It was open to interpretation. And there were some things that I did shut down, like I wanted to do a book, and they said, don't do it. And I said, all right, fine. And I took it private, and it remained there. But I didn't think, like, well, I can still tell, you know, AMC holders to invest in Grumpy Cat. It's not like, you know, it's going to go away. And of course it is. But, you know, right now I would not, I can't recommend it. And the only reason I can't recommend it or really support it is because it's going into an unknown. Like, I knew what Grumpy Cat Coin was. I knew what our community was. I knew our price was low, but I knew we could battle back like we did before and get that market cap going again. That's why I feel comfortable saying, hey, come over to Grumpy Cat, you know, be part of our community. Well, right now with the migration, that is an unknown to me, and I cannot encourage anybody to invest in an unknown like that, because that is pretty scary. You know, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm hoping for the best. I've gone into this. I made the decision to migrate. So we'll see what happens. But that's my decision. I cannot sit here and say, oh, yeah, you know, invest into CAD. It's going to be the greatest thing. Look, that's why I did what I did. But I honestly cannot do that for other people because it's an unknown. I don't know what you're going to get yourself into. You know, if you bought Grumpy Cat Coin and migrated it to Decat, I don't know what's going to happen. You know, for me, I'm willing to take that chance. But right now, if you wanted to buy Decat at a set price, the price of Grumpy Cat is that price. Plus, you'd have to pay the fees to migrate it. For me, it would probably be around. There's a fee when you go through this process. It connects to your wallet and it wants an approval to do that. And I guess sort of see how much you have. And that's like, you know, between, I think the first time I did it was $1.50, and the second time I did it for the bigger wallet, it was like $3 or so. And then you actually do the transfer, and I think the first time I did it might have been $4.50 or so. And then the second time, because Ethereum has gone up in value, the second time I did it, it might have been like $7. So, you know, in total, about $10 or $11 is what I just paid this morning in fees. So depending on how much you get, you know, if you buy $5 of Grumpy Cat, you're going to pay more in fees to do that. So I wouldn't recommend that. But if you're like, you know what, I'm going to grab a nice chunk of it because I want in on this, then, you know, paying, you know, $10, $15 in fees isn't quite as bad as if you're only buying $10 of Grumpy Cat and then you have to pay those fees. So that's why I can't just go all in and say, do this. If you want to do it, that's what you'd have to do. You'd have to buy the Grumpy Cat right now and migrate it over. And that way, you know, you're guaranteed to get Decat at a set price. When it goes on the open market, who knows what price it's going to be at. Typically, when these things come out, when things are launched, they race up and they go, they have a peak, and then everybody sells and it dumps. And then it's up to the project to see what happens for that. So how is Decat and Grumpy, this Grumpy Cat migration, how is that going to be different? Well, normally when these coins are launched, that's a brand new community. And there really is no community. It's just people rushing in. They don't have bonds. They don't have a relationship with each other. What's going to be different about Decat is you've had people, core community, the whales, the people that are doing it now, and right now it's only been a couple days, and you have 41% of the Grumpy Cat supply has gone into the migration wallet. So you have this core group that are there, and we're in it, you know, for the long haul. We're not there to 2X or 3X. We're there for a multi-billion dollar market cap, 100X, 1,000X. So once it starts going, look, I know some people are going to sell. Absolutely. You can't control that. There's going to be scalpers. There are going to be traders. But hopefully the big wallets, the whales, the core community that's been in this since May, hopefully we're going to hold and it's going to keep going. So anybody who sells, you know, hopefully they get burned and it just keeps on going up. You know, some people, they try to time it and they're like, okay, this is it. I'm getting out, and they sell. But then guess what? You see it still going up, and you're like, uh-oh, it's still going up. The best feeling in the world is selling something and then watch it go down. The worst feeling in the world is selling something and then watching it keep going up. Because then if you panic and go back in, you know, you're getting less for what you had before. So we'll see what happens when that happens. But again, it's an unknown. I don't know what's going to happen. And I honestly can't recommend an unknown to people. I knew what Grumpy Cat was, that I'd been in since May. I don't know what Ducat is going to be. I'm taking the chance. I'm moving forward. But I can't honestly say that, yeah, that's what you need to do. And, you know, and I know that makes me a terrible salesperson, a terrible shill, but it's the truth. Integrity is a big part of the Grumpy Cat Coin community. So I'm not going to sit here and you know, say, oh yeah, this is going to be, you know, guaranteed 1,000x. I don't know that, but I'm taking that chance that it is. So there we are. I hope you can listen to the space call today with Christopher Edward. That is at 6 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern time. And like I said, Christopher, longtime listener of the podcast. So I'm fascinated to learn a little bit about more him. I think he's involved with the oil industry in Canada. We'll ask about that. I'm looking forward to learning more about Christopher. It's funny, I deliberately, you know, when we agreed to this, I deliberately looked at his Twitter account and went over, but I didn't like just call him and talk to him to set it up, because I want to learn about Christopher as you are learning about Christopher as well. So I'm looking forward to that. It's not that I don't want to do my homework. It's that, you know, when you talk with someone and you're learning things, there's a genuineness there, and I want to capture that as we talk on the podcast. It's funny, you know, I love movies, and when they filmed The Goonies, when the kids see the pirate ships in the caves for the first time, they deliberately kept the kids away from those sets. And the first time they actually saw the sets is what you see on camera. That was the first time that those child actors saw the pirate ships. So the reactions on their faces are genuine. And that's kind of how I feel that, you know, I'll learn about Christopher as we go on the space con. We'll see how that goes. But he seems like a good guy. I think that's the other thing. Like, from what I could tell, he seems like a pretty good guy. So, you know, hopefully there won't be any surprises for him, for me, and vice versa. So I'm looking forward to it. So listen live if you can. If not, there'll be a recording on X. And like I said, I'll edit it and I'll make a podcast episode. And I hope to do more interviews in the future. I love talking about this stuff, and it's become a passion of mine. And hopefully there'll be more interviews with AMC Apes in the future to talk about the AMC play. So thank you for listening, and hopefully you'll tune in tonight. And if not, we'll have it for you as a future episode of Cats, Dogs, Apes, and Frogs, formerly the AMC Stock Story. Thanks for listening, everybody.